All right, great now to be talking with Saugus High School hockey coach Jeff Natalucci. Coach, welcome back. It's been a long time. How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you, Rick?
Excellent. Just super, man. This is great. First of all, Jeff, I'm starting with the coaches, you know, as we get into the postseason here. Just asking about the overall general psyche and feeling of the team and the coaches as well in being able to get a full season in. I know that, you know, last year was so difficult that it was more important to play, I think, than it was to actually win. What's it like for you guys mentally now that you put in a full season?
Yeah, no, I think this has been great for the kids. You know, I think last year, no one at the end game, there was really nothing, no playoffs or anything like that. Really took its toll on the guys. So being able to come in this year and have that opportunity to get back and get into a state tournament has been real encouraging for the guys.
You take a look at the Northeastern Conference, and they weren't given being given a lot of love by the Globe Power Rankings early on. But your overall impression, Jeff, of the league, to me, in talking to some of the coaches and looking at the games, it was a pretty strong league this year.
Yeah, I mean, very, very competitive league, as always. I think, you know, this is my 12th year, and I feel like our conference has always been one of the strongest around. And you take a look at it this year, I believe 8 out of the 9 teams are in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that says a lot about it.
The only two games you guys seem to be out of scoreboard-wise were Marblehead and Gloucester, and they kind of put a licking on, especially Gloucester, almost everybody. But every other game, Jeff, it looks to me like, did you have some games that were kind of snake-bitten because all of your games were close?
Yeah. I mean, we had some power play issues here late in the game, but like you said, yeah, especially the last 10 of 11, I really liked that compete level. It's just been, you know, execution at sometimes. So, I mean, we've been looking to really clean that up, but yeah, our compete level, we've been two different teams from the first 10 over this last 10. I think we played really, really pretty good hockey.
Two games that stand out, one is, in fact, they're both losses, but they stand out to me on the scoreboard, are Matinon and Masco. Were they good games for your kids?
Yeah, I mean, the Masco game, I thought we played really, really tough for three periods. The Matinon game, I didn't like our start. We ended up chasing that game a little bit. We were able to get it tied, and then it was one of those things in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
We had our chance going one way, and we missed, and they came back the other way. They were able to get theirs to win it in overtime. So, you know, we learned from it, and, you know, we've been correcting our mistakes as we go here. These guys have really been buying in, especially as of late. So, I like where we're at right now.
Yeah, you get toughened up mentally, I think, in some of those games. And now as you go into the tournament, tell me a little bit about your kids, Jeff. I finally got a subscription to the item, but it's a little late. So tell me about some of your guys, if you would, please.
Yeah, we got, Massey Ventry, senior captain, mm-hmm. along with senior captain, Chris Regnetta. They're up front for us. Massey was an all conference. Chris Regnetta was a all star. Those guys are both around, 30 points. Jason Monahan, senior, he plays on the right wing with those guys. They've been a pretty strong line for us all year long. And as of late, junior Dante Morrow has really come on. And when he's going, that a lot of good things happen for our team. He makes everybody around them better. And then on the back end, we got Ryan Ragucci. He's been our rock back there these last 3 years. We also have Jason Karen, who was all-star this year. He made the move back to defense from forward. Probably could have been one of our top forwards this year, but he made the sacrifice, went back there. He's done a great job for us. And last but not least has been our eighth grade goalie, Matt Smith. He has stepped in there. This kid has matured as the season has gone on, and he has been really, really good for us.
Yeah, that's incredible. I see you on the roster I have. Did you have another eighth grader on the team as well?
Yes, we have Evan Toto, who's an eighth grade forward, and then Smitty's backup is Anthony Pocho. He's a freshman.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had some young guys there, but they've definitely grown as the year has gone on here.
Looking good for the future. I like that. Now, Coach, the playoff system now, where the heck is Assabet, or however you pronounce it, Valley? I never heard of it before.
Assabet Valley. They're a regional school. They're out towards Marlboro, so uh-huh. That's where we're headed. Tomorrow afternoon, no, really don't know a lot about them. You know, we're just trying to focus on where our game is and trying to keep our compete level where it is. We feel like we're pretty battle tested, like we talked about with this Northeast Conference. We feel like we're pretty battle tested and, you know, just telling the guys, listen, hey, there isn't much that you're going to see tomorrow that we haven't seen already. So let's just be ready for everything.
Yeah, most of the coaches have said that, you know, you can't do a lot of scouting on these teams, and it doesn't matter anyway. You want to you want to do what your team does best, and it sounds like you're doing the same thing. Health-wise, everybody okay?
Yeah, we're real healthy right now, so we should be ready to go.
That's fantastic. Jeff, thanks for taking the time. Keep the Northeast Conference alive, will you?
All right, we will do. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck. Take care.
All right, thanks, Rick.
Bye-bye. Bye.